The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back
in the wood, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns.
Hey folks,
we say grace
and
we say ma'am.
And we say ma'am, you ain't into that. Hey, thanks for joining us here. Boy, we got great engineers there in Austin, Texas at the Republic Broadcasting Network, which I know you're helping support, and you'll see why our mission is so important in today's show. I think we'll do you proud. This is going to be fun. So fasten your seatbelts, hang on to your hat, get ready for the rodeo's getting wilder and wilder. This is James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon Show. It's also the American Freedom Party Report. And I think I'm going solo today. It looks like I'm solo. So I'm at the gate here on this bucking bronco, strapping the rope around my hand, ready for the gate to open. And if you want to get into the rodeo, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Where to begin? Again, that's part of the fun. There's so much good news since we last met up on Friday that we will barely be able to scratch into it here on this two-hour Sunday show. I just had a listener call me from California with the latest text messages. Let me see if I can find that text for you. It's mind-boggling. The latest lovebird texts that have surfaced. And this is very interesting, this mysterious process whereby these texts just kind of magically appear. Where are they coming from? Let's see if Breitbart's got it at the top. I'm going to find it here. I don't want to give you just the summary of the text. I want to give you the text. And I'm not seeing it immediately. By the way, if any of you callers out there, if you're ahead of me and you've got these texts, the one I'm referring to is this. Peter Strzok is texting to Lisa Page while he's in traffic. That's right. He's texting while driving. I don't know, headed into the FBI building there on Pennsylvania Avenue. And they engage in a foul exchange of hatred towards... Well, their particular object of hatred here is right-to-lifers who are staging a rally. And you remember recently there was a, I don't know if this is the rally in question, there was a right-to-life rally just a couple weeks ago in Washington, D.C. I don't know if this is the one or if it was an earlier right-to-life rally. But they're expressing their hatred for us, for patriots, in their text messages. So I will find that. Oh, and here's the way it's breaking, folks. Department of Justice is coming unglued. The FBI is coming unglued. And what we're now finding out is that within the Department of Justice and within the FBI, how many good guys are there at the top? Answer, none. None. They're all rotten. And this explains so much. Now, there appears to be one of them. Now, this is not confirmed, but there is one FBI or yes, FBI official who named Bill Priestep, and the speculation is that he may have flipped. He may not fancy the idea of going to prison for 30 years and his life being completely over. So maybe to salvage some little piece of his life, he's going to turn in the Comeys and the Strucks and the Pages within the FBI and within the Department of Justice. So that's one story that we've got going. Another story, a caller, also this caller from California, alerted me to the fact that Rachel Brand has made effective immediately her resignation from her position as the number three at the Justice Department, right below Rod Rosenstein. She's going to take a position at Walmart. Wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? She's been in office 9 months or something less than a year as the number three, very high position, very big step in a career, Rachel Brand. And she was appointed to that position by Donald Trump. I mistook that. I got that wrong. We talked about Rachel Brand on this show some months ago. I thought, well, she was appointed by Donald Trump. She might be a good replacement for Rod Rosenstein, who also, though, was appointed by Donald Trump. But Rachel Brand is just like Rod Rosenstein. She's not really a Donald Trump pick. She's an Obama holdover who Donald Trump made the mistake of accepting on the recommendation of others as someone to fill his Justice Department positions. Rachel Brand is an Obama holdover. Rod Rosenstein is an Obama holdover. And various people in the criminal cabal. Now, how could Donald Trump, how could any of us suspect that the entire 100% top of the FBI was rotten? How could anybody imagine that? So how could Donald Trump have the inkling or the understanding that anybody recommended to him from any of the top positions of the FBI for promotion into his own FBI would be a catastrophic choice? He couldn't have known that. Or, well, it's understandable if he didn't think it was that bad, but it was that bad. So Rachel Brand has quit. So now the question comes, wait a minute, this is an odd thing to do. Effective immediately, I'm gone, goodbye. What does that sound like, folks? She's getting out of Dodge. She's getting out of the, she's getting away from ground zero of the blast zone. And she knows what's coming. The criminal cabal, these people know how bad it is. And so we're now seeing that. This Bill Priestep guy, he may have turned. Rachel Brand, getting out of town. And the rest of them, so far, they're all holding hands and jumping off the cliff together. And it gets better. Because also holding hands with these criminals as they jump off the cliff, or whatever, maybe I'll come up with a better metaphor. The media is holding hands with them. People like Chris Cuomo and Jake Tapper are joined at the hip with these people. So whatever befalls the criminals at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department, a similar fate awaits the top media people who have been hand in glove covering for these criminals. This RICO, racketeering influenced corrupt organization, extends to the New York Times and the Washington Post, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN. All of them are part of this racketeering, influenced, corrupt organization. Oh my goodness. I'm going to play some. I've spent all of this Saturday and then all this morning listening to the tremendous shows, the tremendous programs that are coming out. Jeanine Pirro yesterday was on fire. She was asking about Bill Priestep. And she interviewed Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And let me, I'll get the audio for you. I'm going to kind of spoil it by reading it to you here. So I'm taking away the drama of it. But let me read you what Louie Gohmert said. he said, Jeanine Pirro said, you know, in great frustration, she said, is anybody actually going to go to prison? And Congressman Louis Gohmert, one of the heroes in exposing all of this, he said, this is a quote. Wait a minute. Oops. Hang on. I'll get it. I got pages of quotes here. Somebody's got to go to jail, or our system is over. Now, you got to hear Louis Gohmert say it, and the emotion in his voice as he says it. And then his next sentence is, the rule of law doesn't mean anything anymore. That's the United States Congressman, Republican Louis Gohmert. Somebody's got to go to jail, or our system is over. Now think about what he's saying there. He's not saying our system, folks, our country, our nation, everything is over. Our system is over. The rule of law doesn't mean anything anymore. So when a guy like Louis Gohmert says something like that, he's all in. He's willing to do anything in his power, because this is his country, his children, his grandchildren, his whole life. All of this is at stake. And Louis Gohmert is not he's not alone in this. All of these patriots share his sentiment. So I'll get that quote from Louis Gohmert for you. And then let me bring up the call-in board here. So folks, you've probably been like me. You've probably been watching these shows. Jeanine Pirro was just incredible yesterday. Another great show on Friday was a show I've never listened to Mark Levin's show. I mean, who can listen to all these different shows? You don't have enough hours. But Mark Levin's show, I think it was Friday, it was his last show, was incredible. Incredibly hard hitting. I'll play you a segment from that Levin show. And all of the list of heroes is getting longer and longer. You know, I talk about Sean Hannity a lot, but it's a long list. Well, it's not a long list. It's actually a short list, but there are a bunch of them. You know, there may be a dozen people out there with big audiences. Oh, and something was very good. I looked up, you know, how many people Levin just nailed everything about this case in his last show. Well, here's an important thing. How many people are hearing him when he is telling the absolute truth and nailing it? He has a minimum. I looked his show up, which I'm not familiar with it really. He has a minimum of 8.5 million weekly listeners, according to Talkers Magazine. A minimum of 8.5 million. Wow. And then, Levin also, looking at his history, he was not on board the Trump train until Trump got the nomination. And then it says in the article, I don't know if this is true, I'm unfamiliar with his, I'm relying on a Wikipedia type article, that he reluctantly got on the Trump train. He was a Ted Cruz enthusiast before that. And Ted Cruz is, has done very well. Ted Cruz has done a very good job as a senator since the election. But Levin is on fire. Pirro's on fire. We're on fire. I hope you are too. I know you are. We'll see you right after this break.
Thank you. past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks.
And I've got a stack of papers here, notes. What has happened since we last met up? I'll tell you where it's going, folks. I agree with Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert, who said we must. Get his quote again. I don't want to put words in his mouth. Somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over. The rule of law doesn't mean anything anymore. I'll get that so you can hear him saying it himself. There will be. This is going to get so incredible. There will be people at the very top going to prison for long sentences. This is certain to happen. And the media will be utterly discredited. There's going to be a sea change in the thinking of patriot America. Mom and pop, salt of the earth America that elected Donald Trump, 63 million of us, their faith whatever faith they had in the government, or whatever illusion that they had that there was integrity in the federal government, will be gone when they digest what all this means. This is not the Commerce Department. This is not the Interior Department. It's not the Agriculture Department. Corruption in those agencies would be bad and important. This is at the heart of the government, the FBI, the Justice Department, what Louis Gohmert's talking about when he says the rule of law. If the Justice Department is utterly rotten, not just a little, not just somebody filching money out of the till, not somebody stealing silverware. Utterly treasonous. The entire top of the FBI and the Justice Department working overtime to destroy Donald Trump, to destroy the Patriot candidate when he's in the primary, to destroy him at the convention, to destroy him in the general election, and now to destroy him as president of the United States. This is a coup. It's treason. I mean, well, it's the definition of treason. The American public is going to demand that these people go to prison. And then the point we made at the beginning of the show, well, the bad guys will go to prison, which means the good guys at the top of the Justice Department and the FBI won't go to prison. There aren't any. There aren't any good guys. That's what's turning up here. It is a criminal cabal, and like a criminal network, a crime syndicate. Do you think there are any good guys at the head of one of the Mexican cartels? Do you think they have a mixture of solid Mexican citizens, family men, pillars of the community, mixed in with the really bad guys in the cartel? Do you think there's anything but bad guys in a cartel? Do you think they would tolerate a good guy in their midst? Think about it. It takes 2 seconds. A criminal cartel of this depth of depravity can't have a good guy in it. They can't let a good guy be in there when it's this bad. When it's not small, when it's huge, when it's treason, they have to be darn sure that every single person who's in on the crime is in on the crime. Everyone who knows about it. So I cite the case here of Rachel Brand, who mysteriously just quits effectively immediately from the number three position in the Justice Department, right below Rod Rosenstein. Rachel Brand, why did you get out of Dodge so quickly? Could it be? Well, think about it for a second, folks. Everybody in this RICO, this racketeering, influenced, corrupt organization, and that's what the FBI had become, and the Justice Department. These are the people who prosecute RICO. They are a RICO. This is the biggest story in American history. And the media, which is also a RICO, is utterly complicit. I can't wait to see the look on Chris Cuomo's face. And who's this other guy? This other complete moron, criminal. What's his name? It'll come to me in a second. I don't watch these guys, so I don't. Their names aren't fixed in my mind. Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper. I can't wait to see the look on their faces as their world crumbles, as they try not to report this story, do everything they can to report something else to try to take down Trump. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Good chance to call in.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from...
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would.
Best of the free life behind us now, and our good times really over for good. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I think the good times were just about really over for good. We're finding out. Have you ever been in a situation in life where you find out you came within an inch of dying? A lot of people have had that experience. You know, you pull off to the side of the road or whatever the incident was in your own life, and you realize, I just about died. If I'd been 1 second difference or 1 foot difference, I would have been a dead man or a woman. I'll tell you what, that's the situation we're in right now. This is the kind of thing where you might, at some points in this episode, some of us might find ourselves shaking. How bad it was. Well, the Here it is. Oh my goodness. This just went up on Breitbart. Listen to the latest in the text messages. And then as you hear this, the music to these texts is this music. This is the theme song for these people.
That's the sound of the men
and women
working on the chain.
Yeah.
That's the sound of the men
and women
working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're singing.
Go, Hillary. Go, Peter.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Oh, folks, that's where this is going. It has to go there. Listen to this latest text messages. Remember, 50,000 of these puppies disappeared. Oh, come on. FBI's Lisa Page to Peter Strzok. And these things are just being dribbled out. What's going on? Where are they? Who's holding them? Why do some come out and some don't come out? Okay. But some came out. So there's got to be somebody somewhere is giving us real truth. Text messages just released between disgraced FBI attorney Lisa Page and agent Peter Strzok show Page saying, "I truly hate pro-lifers," and the two discussing shutting down the 2016 March for Life on the National Mall. Okay, that gives us the timeline there. Here's a picture of that March for Life. As Life News reports, a transcript of the conversation on January 22nd, 2016, the day of the March for Life, reveals the conversation between the two. Now, you know, and of course there are a little... I can't say all of the bad words. Strzok, effing marchers making traffic problems. So I think he's texting while he's in traffic. Page, yeah. Some extremely offensive video screens set up in front of the district. And those are screens where the pro-lifers had, you know, screens showing how horrible things like late-term abortion are. I truly hate these people, she texts. No support for the woman who actually has to spend the rest of her life rearing this child. But we cared about life. Shall I say the word? I'll just say she says the whole word. A-holes. Strzok replies, and literally, I'm the last car through four lights as they shut down Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where the FBI building is. Hey, I have an idea. Snow emergency. Cancel the permit. So those are the text messages. Then going to the Breitbart article. Page and Strzok, both married, were carrying on an affair. And then Operation Rescue President Tony Newman has this to say. It's not surprising that these people would hate pro-lifers so much that they would want to abuse their authority to cancel the March for Life. Given their extreme political bias against those who hold pro-life views, one can only expect them to stoop to criminal conduct. As Breitbart News reported, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, said the latest batch of text messages between Page and Strzok, who were involved in the investigations into allegations President Donald Trump aided Russian so-called collusion, blah, 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 reveal FBI views of Trump were more than just biased. They actually show animus toward the president. Well, that's all kind of, I mean, let's, you know, if you're writing an article, you have to use language like that. No, they hate him. You can't write an article that way. It takes talk radio to be able to, you know, say what this author of this, of course, wants to say. They hate our guts. They hated Donald Trump, and they're ready to engage in treason, felonies galore. These are criminals who run the FBI. Peter Strzok was in charge of counterintelligence. What the hell? This is a criminal traitor worse than any communist in American history. And guess what? He's still sitting at his desk. Not today. He's probably burning papers in his garage today. Or out in the woods somewhere. But tomorrow morning, Peter Strzok is going to be at his desk. Explain that. This criminal, this felon, proved over and over again, is going to be at his desk tomorrow morning. Now, folks, let me tell you, that's not all bad news. There's a lot of good news in the fact that Peter Strzok is going to be at his desk tomorrow morning. Think about it for a second. It hit me when I was talking with one of you listeners on the phone earlier today. Hey, what do you know from the fact that Peter Strzok has still got his job? They're all dirty! And Peter Strzok has got them all. They can't fire Peter Strzok because of what he can do to them. There is no honor among thieves. These are all criminals. They can't fire Lisa Page. They can't fire Peter Strzok. They're all frozen in place. They're all in a giant, you could use a more colorful metaphor, we'll call it a group hug. You've heard a more colorful metaphor for this. That's what they're in kind of a chain formation. And nobody can, pardon the pun, pull out. Sorry, I was getting a little too colorful here. That's what's going on. And they're all going to go down together. And I'm seeing here's the form of this. This is how these emails come out. There's a time stamp on it. It says inbox, outbox. So somebody has a printout of these conversations. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there's a redaction. I do believe there's something blacked out that's so bad, it's worse than this. There's a sentence or two that are blacked out. She says, yeah, some extremely offensive video screen set up in front of district Then something crossed out. I truly hate these people. I want to know, what's this part that's been blacked out that's worse than calling us a-holes, calling us effing marchers, telling us you hate us? So, folks, what you learn here is the top of the FBI hates you, and it has hated you for years. And if you have a lawful march, they want to shut it down with a fake snow emergency. They are willing to commit any kind of a crime to mess you up. That's your government. That's your FBI. That's your Justice Department. Did we come within 1 inch of going over the cliff? As you pull over your car in the middle of the night and you realize you're trying to figure out where are you, and you step out of your car after you skidded off the road, and you realize that one of your tires is hanging over a cliff and the rocks are 400 feet below. If you proceeded one more foot, you'd be dead. That's the situation we're all in right now. Let's go to some of this some of these news stories here. That's the latest up on Breitbart. And watch the comments. Now, here's another good thing. I mentioned that Levin has the engineer corrects me that Levin's audience might be as big as 10 million every week. More good news, like Breitbart. These Breitbart articles, when they appear, oh, Savage. Savage has 10 million. So Levin has 8.5 million. But Savage is also on fire. 10 million listeners. So folks, and CNN, their audience is really getting small. It's smaller than that. I think Michael Savage has a bigger audience than CNN. I think Levin has a bigger audience. I think Jeanine Pirro. More good news from Jeanine Pirro. She announced on her show yesterday, her cable show on Saturdays is now the number one show on Saturdays. Hannity show, the number one show on cable television. So this is It's an enormous victory as the corrupt media goes down with the rest of the racketeering influenced corrupt organization. Patriot media is rising and getting big numbers. May RBN partake of these numbers. That's your job out there in the audience. You know, lift up RBN so that RBN gets into the big numbers. Maybe we already are. That's the thing about being a radio host. You really don't know how many people are listening to you. I know there are a lot of you, but you don't really know. How do you measure it? You know, but my gosh, those of us telling the truth, as we are on this show and as are the shows that I mentioned, the American public is tuning them in and supporting this radio and television and everything else. And they're tuning out that crap media. If I had to think of like poster boys for this, how offensive these people are. Chris Cuomo is one. And that guy, I have a mental block on his name. He's so offensive. Tapper, Jake Tapper. This Rachel Brand, who just quit. Let me give you another detail about her. Why did she immediately quit a big, big job that she was just appointed to by Donald Trump? And with Andrew McCabe leaving and Rod Rosenstein on the launch pad, he's definitely on the launch pad. you'd think, well, gee, she's ready to move up in the world. No, she gets out of town. Well, what was her job? She's an Obama appointee, a carryover. And what was her position? Oh, I got to find it for you. She was, I've got her. It's even in her Wikipedia page. I'll find it. Here it is. Rachel Brand. She was in charge of, she was appointed, here she is. Get this, folks. This gets rich. Obama appointed her to serve by Obama on the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. It's a mouthful. What does that mean? Your Fourth Amendment. That's what that means. Your protection from being surveilled by a KGB government, out of control dictatorship, run by communists, social justice warriors. She was on the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, confirmed in 2012. And what did she do there? The board found that the NSA was out of control and that their surveillance of people was out of control. She disagreed. She said that this surveillance is justifiable. It reflects, she said, a balance between privacy and national security, and as such should not be discontinued. Thanks a lot, Rachel Brand. No wonder you got out of town. You're dirty. You're part of this. You're one of these people. Oh, and another caller. We got to credit a caller from California. What has this been? You know, we're searching for the metaphor, the image, so that people can wrap their brains around this enormous mass of treason. How about this, folks? The Obama Trojan horse. Rachel Brand, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, who's this guy? Bill Priestep. They're the Obama. Let's go back to the story of the Trojan War. The Greeks were defeated. They could not get through the walls of Troy. So they retreated to their ships, and the Trojans celebrated on the walls as they saw the Trojans board their ships to head back to Greece. And the Greeks left what? In front of Troy. They left a giant wooden horse. Obama's kind of got a horsey face, doesn't he? So does his wife. They left a giant wooden horse. And the Trojans, celebrating, like as we're celebrating the victory of Donald Trump, our city, our nation, our world is saved. We open our gates and bring the Trojan horse into the gates. This token that the Greeks left, acknowledging their defeat. We bring it into the city and we sleep that night for the first time in how the Trojan War. It's been a while since I read the Iliad and the Odyssey, but the Trojan War was a long war, was it not? I think it might have lasted years. We'll come back to the Trojan War right after this. And Obama's Trojan horse.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played.
We're back, Mom.
I found my thoughts head was
Hey, thanks for tuning us in here. You're listening to the Trump phenomenon and to the American Freedom Party report. And now this I'm going to talk about, maybe we're coining the term here. Maybe somebody else in the media talk radio has used this metaphor. Maybe not. Maybe we're putting it out right here. The Obama Trojan horse. And I was reading up on the Trojan horse in Virgil's Aeneid and Homer's Odyssey. Interesting. What did the Greeks do? They left this huge wooden horse outside the gates of Troy. They left one man, a volunteer, by the horse who said, "I was abandoned," explaining to the Trojans that they built the Trojan horse as an offering to Athena to get her blessing on their retreat as they went back to their fleet. And they had, in fact, been fruitlessly sieging Troy for 10 years. It was long, 10 years. I should have remembered that. And this one man said that we built a horse too big for you to be able to get it into your city. So you can't get the blessing of Athena. Because you can't get this into your city. See, a dare. The Trojans stupidly, trustingly, that's the way we are, isn't it? We're trusting people, we Trump supporters, stupidly. They brought the horse in. They said, "Oh, we can get it in." They brought it into the city and slept peacefully that night after 10 years of horrible war. In the horse, 30 to 40 of the top, of the Greek army. And how many people in the top of the FBI, the criminals, 30 to 40 might be about the right number of positions that they corrupted. It might be just coincidentally, people like Ulysses are in there in the Trojan horse, Ajax. Look at some of the names here. I never saw these before of those in the Trojan horse. But at night, they pour out of the Trojan horse, open the gates. The Greeks, who have returned under cover of darkness and debarked from their ships, flood into Troy, destroy the Trojans, and conquer and demolish Troy. That was the plan, wasn't it? That's the, what do they call it? The backup plan? I forgot the name here. The insurance policy. Thank you, engineer. The insurance policy. We'll take another little break, some calls from you, and we'll be back on this most incredible story of our lifetimes. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.